Wynton Marsalis has been proclaimed an ambassador of goodwill by the UN Secretary General. He's won the Pulitzer Prize. Not bad for a trumpet player. His new recording, The Magic Hour, is his first small ensemble record in 5 years. Our critic, Jim Fusilli, says it contains all that is good and some of what is maddening about Wynton Marsalis.
In 1983, I had the pleasure of interviewing trumpeters Miles Davis and Wynton Marsalis during the same week. At one point, I asked Miles about young Wynton's music, which to my ears had the sound of Davis's great mid-60s quintet. Miles dismissed it, saying, "I guess somebody likes to hear it, but I don't." When I passed the comment along to Wynton, who was then 21 years old, he was surprised. "He said that?" he asked me. He told me he thought we were great. Marsalis, whose playing can be exquisite and his writing extraordinary, has become the world's undisputed ambassador of American jazz. It's an honor he's earned. He embodies the intellectual rigors and sophistication of the music, and he demands that it be acknowledged for its magnificence. But Marsalis, rightfully so, I think, has been accused of narrowly defining jazz at times, of keeping to a tradition he deems correct. And yet, within his framework, Wynton Marsalis often creates magic, and he does so once again on his new album. Marsalis says The Magic Hour is a reflection of the joy of family life. And indeed, much of the album has that warm, cozy feeling. Marsalis is working here with only a quartet, which brings a spry playfulness to his wonderfully textured songs. They continuously surprise. On this clever take on the blues, listen for the unexpected chords by pianist Eric Lewis under Marsalis' ever-expanding solo. As much as I love what they're doing here, The Magic Hour has the capacity to infuriate, at least for me. And this is why I never thought Miles was off base in what he told me and what he told Wynton. Marsalis is great, but at times it's hard to figure out what he's doing. For example, he kicks off this lovely, often wisp-like album with a booming backwards-looking track in which Diane Reeves sings about jazz. The song says less about the essence of the form than almost any other cut on the album. With The Magic Hour, Marsalis begins a new phase of his career. He's on a new label, playing with a new quartet, and for this disc, he stripped the music to its basics, putting forth his romantic and mischievous sides, as well as his technical brilliance. Despite the occasional starchy formality, The Magic Hour is a delightful work, full of love and full of fun.
The CD is The Magic Hour. Our critic Jim Fusilli also writes about music for The Wall Street Journal.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.